Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome. You've reached Focus on Health Radio. I am your host, Pamela Crane. Today's topic is music. Is it healthy for you? Is Nancy Duberti, CHM, MS. Thank you for joining us, Nancy. Nancy is a biomedical and nutritional intervention specialist. She's gluten-free, casein-free diet expert and a motivational speaker. Nancy is found at nancyguberti.com, and you can see all the wonderful, wonderful things that she does. She's an inspiration to so many. Welcome once again, Nancy.
Thanks for having me, Pamela.
Oh, I love having you. You know that.
Thank you.
Let's have some fun. Music, is it just for fun, or what does it do for you physically? I think we wanted to start with mental, spiritual, and emotional health. What effects does music, if any, have on these things?
Well, first, music has been described as the language of the soul because it has a positive force for mental health. It's calming, relaxing, intellectually stimulating. And this is true for adults, teenagers, and for children. So music can and does affect our emotion. It sort of creates channels in our minds, patterns of thinking, and these ideologies are a very powerful and emotional way of conveying life. So it does affect us mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Our choices in music, the intensity, the frequency of the music we listen to has an effect on us. And, you know, if you think about some of the greatest composers were borderline geniuses. They had big personalities, but they were deeply emotional. Some of them even volatile, right? So we think how it affects the mental, how it affects the emotional, and how, indeed, it affects the spiritual. You know, mood disorders can be affected by the type of music, the intensity, and the amount of music that we listen to. And why? Because when we listen to music, we internalize it. And we also internalize the emotions of the composer or the band or the singer, the performer, and it almost becomes a part of us. So it affects, it could exasperate or, you know, our spiritual, emotional, and mental state that what we began with when we listened to the music, you know. And sometimes when we listen to music, we identify with it. We have a spiritual connection, a bonding, or a spiritual, a bonding connection with the person who's performing or singing or playing or who composed the music. And because of that, music can be interpreted in so many different ways, right? There could be a message of sadness or loyalty or anger or betrayal or love. And so that goes deeper into our spirit, our emotions, and our mental state.
These are just some. It's kind of timeless, you know, isn't it? Music's timeless, and it bridges all age levels.
Exactly. And, you know, there's so many. Music is really so vast, because there could be a love song, or there could be something that's upbeat, or there could be something that is about history, like the Star Spangled Banner, which is really recalling the victory of the Americans over the British in the War of 1812, right? And that is, You know, so when some of the pieces are done from this part, it brings us back. There's even German composers who put in patriotic brilliance into their compositions as well. So there's so many benefits for listening to music, because music really stimulates intellectual and cognitive development. And this is why some parents, parents-to-be, will play music of Mozart. There is actually a CD, Mozart for Pregnant Women, and they say to play it and, you know, put it near the womb, put it near the belly, so the child, the unborn child, can actually hear from this, because it will stimulate them as well.
Do you suppose they feel the vibrations as well?
Yeah, they definitely can. They could feel the vibrations, and it can definitely stimulate their central nervous system and their intellectual growth with the neurons. I mean, there's been so many cases of research and studies that are out there how music affects psychology of the minds of children, teens, and adults. It shows that when we listen to certain music, it could help us get higher test scores. And there, you know, the U.S. Department of Ed actually did a test on this, and the observation was, regardless of the student's socioeconomic status and differences, those who actually were involved in instrumental music had higher test scores in cognitive development. So, you know, that's why it's always important to have music as a class in school, especially for the elementary classes. It was also linked, there were studies that showed music was linked to higher SAT scores. And this was for music performances, music appreciation. And this, again, this is really good when the schools offer this. I know when they make budget cuts, usually these are the first things to go, and there are studies to show that they shouldn't be cut out of the curriculum. It showed that kids would score at least 57%, 57 points higher on verbal, 41 points higher in math. And then if one was actually reading notes or playing an instrument, that actually doubles. So it's really great to have music in your life, either listening to it or playing it. But, you know, you want to listen to the right music. You know, there are some very negative songs out there. You know, sometimes when I'm going through the radio, we just laugh because we're like, okay, this one's, saying, why am I wrong? Or, you know, you don't accept me or this or that. You don't want to listen to the negative stuff, because remember, you can take on those emotions as well. So you want to really listen to positive music. That really does help, because then studies show that that actually develops self-esteem. There was a study done in 2010 that showed when one was involved with listening to the right positive music, began playing a musical instrument, the teens would develop self-esteem, even if they were diagnosed with ADHD, because, you know, sometimes one with that diagnosis has a hard time connecting with other peers in their school, but by playing the musical instruments, that starves off boredom, but it also contributes to the development of their self-esteem, which is very helpful. As far as spiritual, music does border on spiritual. You know, it could be something that stirs up the very depths of one's soul, one's emotion, and is subject of a study in emotional psychology. So there's a lot of psychologists that do acknowledge the effect of music in mental health and how the chemical balance of our brains can be affected by listening to music, because it's a highly emotional form of communication.
I think that I have heard some worship leaders through our church say that their worship is considered praise to God, who is the creator, and the definition of it is turn towards the face of God and kiss. And when I worship, when I sing and I love the music that is worship music, I believe that is for God. And the other music is for me. And
exactly.
So it's on a very, it is definitely, like you say, a spiritual plane, I feel.
Definitely. It really, it's spiritual. It also affects our dopamine levels in our mind, which is part of our neurotransmitters. So they're the good, you know, the feel-good neurotransmitters. So, mm-hmm. you know, we connect. We have that emotional connection, the spiritual connection, and then we're also having this mental, intellectual development. So it's really a win-win, again, depending on what we're listening to, can make it better.
Absolutely. You know? And I always say that I start my morning with it, because I'm a slow morning person, so I start my morning with piano and instrumental, and it's just so soothing to me. And then it moves into something with the beat that, so that I can dance through doing my work and doing whatever I'm doing. So
exactly.
I agree. It just absolutely affects all of those things.
Even at nighttime, do you find yourself, if you want to wind down or if you just want to, you know, get ready to go to sleep, you're not going to listen to something that's going to be where you want to jump around. You're going to also want to listen to that, you know, nice piano music, relaxing music that will also nourish the body to get ready for that sleep cycle.
Yeah, amen. That's very true. And then music also, doesn't it, Nancy, have an effect on certain diseases? Like, are they doing studies with autism and certain specific diseases?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of studies. There's actually, there was a doctor, Robertson, who wrote a book called Natural Prozac, and he says how music can affect, again, the dopamine level in the brain, and it could be a positive treatment for depression, right? But music has been used for bipolar, ADHD, ADD, and there have been studies that showed that anyone suffering from mental health problems, this can actually affect in a positive way. Now, each of our minds are wired differently, and there's a complex predisposition in our bodies and our minds, which combines the psychosocial factors and the dynamics of family life, workplace, school environment, interpersonal relationships that make up all of our emotional makeup. And this is why music can affect some people one way, but not other people the other way. So, you know, you have to be cognizant of what are you listening to, and also be cognizant to your body. Like, how do you feel? Do you have emotions of happy and positive? Because then your brain will assimilate with those emotions when you listen to that music. Or do you feel angry and emotionally pained? Because then your brain will assimilate those emotions. So it's really the chemicals in the composer's mind or the performer's mind can actually influence the chemicals in another person's mind. So, for instance, that Axl Rose, the hard rock singer for Guns N' Roses, he has bipolar disorder. So when you listen to his music, how do you feel, you know? Because his dopamine levels and his neurotransmitters are affected differently than someone who may not have this. So do you relate to that music? Does that music relax you? Does it excite you? And it could just be because you're both wired differently. So yes, music does affect the chemical balance of millions of our minds. Music can improve verbal IQ. It can help with heart disease treatment, which is really good. It can also help with treating heart disease. So there was a study, let's see, that had, oh, there were about 1,500 patients who listened to music, and it reduced their heart rate, their blood pressure, and anxiety. So that's really good. For autism, there is music therapy, like you mentioned, and it's really very has been very beneficial for many kids and even adults with this, because music can improve communication. So there's about up to 30% of children with autism are nonverbal, and many low-functioning children have difficulty following verbal commands. What music does is give them social awareness, understand body language. It really improves their overall behavior. Again, what type of music? It's, you know, you don't want to get to something so excited where you now are stressing out the central nervous system and they could have sensory issues to begin with. But there was a study that showed music therapy once a week helped behavior like restlessness, aggression, noisiness. It helped improve communication. It helped, especially if they were in a class where they were passing and sharing instruments, music and movement games. It really helped them listen, try to sing, and socialize. Perhaps where they could socialize without words, and it helped them with emotional expression and social engagement. So that's really helpful for children. I mean, it's great for any children. It also can help reduce anxiety, and there's a lot of kids on the spectrum that are anxious. You know, how would imagine being in a body where you can't communicate your needs or your feelings easily. That's going to make you anxious, and there's a lot of demands put on children anyway, right? I see a lot of adults that are very anxious. So, you know, any sensitivity to anxiety, the music can really reduce anxiety in these individuals. So there was a study back in 2006 that showed 20-minute sessions. That's it. Short 20-minute sessions had such a positive effect, and it really decreased anxiety. So, you know, it's just fantastic. I mean, it's a great way to communicate with and reach children or adults, not only with autism, but anxiety, any social skill issue, behavior. It's very, very helpful. And then there are studies that it helped with stroke patients, heart patients, you know, heart cardio disease. It was a really important tool in the rehabilitation for stroke and heart disease patients as well.
I imagine the memory factor, if they use music for words and memorization with stroke patients, would be amazing.
Right. And, you know, I love that there was a study done on babies back in 2010, and it showed infants as young as 5 months old respond to the rhythm of the music and seem to find it more interesting than speech. So the babies actually danced to all different types of music, and they were definitely smiling. It made them happy babies. So it's something that could even help possibly with precursor to speech, because there is an emotional, cognitive, and social connection to music.
Isn't that amazing? I've seen babies do that, just dance and dance. It is the cutest thing. And really, when you think about it, when we listen to music, it just makes you want to move.
Exactly. It really does promote movement as well as wellness by managing stress, enhancing memory, like you mentioned, and improving communication. You know, and even, you know, sometimes people are so stiff, you know, and they don't really show, you know, as I would say, they don't let their hair down, right? And right. You know, if you're in your own home listening to music, you could do that. You could feel the music, and you could sing, and it really changes one's mood quite, you know, fast without any medication.
when my boys were growing up, when I wanted them to work or help me, we would sing about what we were doing, like, now we're picking this up.
I mean, that's really good. Even like before children are verbal, they say that if the parents are talking a lot, it really helps with the speech development. So, you know, sometimes it gets a little mundane to just talk to, you know, an infant perhaps that can't talk back. But if you do it in a sing song, plus that the studies show that the baby responds more to music than language, it's a great idea.
I've gotten such a kick out of seeing on Facebook the little children in their car seats. They're a little older than infants, and the fathers with them recording the song from Disneyland, what is it, Let It Go, and the little girls, it's mostly little girls, just emote and sing out the song with the dad. It is the cutest thing. Have you seen that?
Yes, it's so, you know, kids have no fear, right? And at that stage of their life, they just do what they feel, and that's great on one hand, you know, because they're not afraid to act themselves, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful expression of how they are feeling when they listen to this music.
That is truly amazing. I know that there is a drumming center in California. It's called the Mind Body Wellness Center, Dr. Barry Bittman, and they use drumming circles for therapy. And he is quoted as saying, a healthy immune system is the key component in preventing infectious diseases. They've done group drumming sessions, and they've used drumming as a tool for communication and personal expression. They studied 111 of their drum participants. The participants showed a statistically significant increase in natural killer cell activity after a one-hour group session. I think
it's great. I mean, there's drum therapy is an ancient approach that uses rhythm to promote healing and self-expression. So the research showed that drumming, so this drum therapy, accelerates physical healing. It does boost the immune system, and, you know, the doctor's on top of that, right? It produces feelings of well-being because it has that release of the emotional neurotransmitters that make you feel good. And it also realigns with self, you know, so you're more in, you know, more present, more aware. So many people just go around and they're not present, you know. Other studies about drum therapy show that it's calming. It helps you focus. It actually has healing effects on Alzheimer's, the autism, emotionally disturbed teenagers, even recovering addicts and trauma patients. And then they took it into prison and homeless populations as well. And what the studies, the test results demonstrated that it was a valuable treatment for stress and trauma, fatigue, hypertension, asthma. You know, if you think about lots of times with asthma, we're not even cognizant. Are we breathing? Are we deep breathing? We hold it in, right? Chronic pain, arthritis, migraines, because if you're more present, perhaps you're going to then breathe more, drink more water. It also helps with MS and Parkinson's. I mean, the list goes on and on. To a wide range of physical disabilities does the drum therapy help. So actually, they took the research a step further because they were like, wow, this is so amazing, and why? And they show that drumming serves as a distraction from pain and grief. And the drumming promotes the production of endorphins, and the opiates of these endorphins give your body are natural morphine-like painkillers, and that's how it helped control the pain, which I find very fascinating, you know. Turn it on yourself, the painkillers, through the opiates created through the endorphins when you're drumming.
Wow.
You know, and then recent medical research showed how drumming circles that you're talking about boost the immune system, right? And that, yes, it can increase the cancer-killing cells and the T cells and fighting off viruses. I mean, that's great. I mean, everybody should get a set of drums.
No kidding.
I
have to think that the right-left brain is stimulated in drumming, that the coordination there is amazing. And then the lymph system, is there anything about those?
Yes, so it shows that, you know, lymphatic is going to be cleansed as well because there's going to be movement, right? And it does affect the brain and it affects the central nervous system and it stimulates the cellular communication, and lymphatic is one of those systems that will benefit through the rhythm of the drumming, which is really, really good. And you mentioned about the left brain and the right brain. So, yes, it does show that the two cerebral hemispheres are going to be affected positively. So it shows that the brain activity is in sync, and then it begins to pulsate. So the two hemispheres begin to pulsate in harmony, and there's this inner guidance of this this flow, and it does make us more consciously aware of the body, right? So having that ability to have your two hemispheres in harmony is really unusual, right? And it's something that we want to foster, because then you have the ability to get to the unconscious information that so many of us, you know, we put so many things and it gets put deep into the file and the vault, and how do we open that up? And this drumming circle or drumming therapy could actually synchronize both of those parts of the brain. And then we take that, what happens next is we integrate that nonverbal information, and we have feelings of insight and understanding and integration and truth. And again, that's all about awareness and being present. And that's why the rhythm of drumming is the powerful tool, because it affects and really goes through the entire brain.
Wow, that is amazing.
So if we think about like
really
vision,
amazing.
You know, vision, for example, is one part of the brain, right? And speech is another. But drumming goes to the whole brain.
Wow, that is amazing. I know that I was just thinking that the technician that I used to see, that I saw several times for lymphatic treatments, who used the I don't think you'd call it electronic, but used the deep muscle
RPR
Pro to do lymph treatment. She used to get really irritated at me because she would find out that I was sitting working at my desk rigid without movement for long hours at a time. So she would tell me to stand up and she would show me the movements, and it was just like a drummer to shake the lymph system and to move the lymph system. So that's what made me think about that too, was the fact that with lymph treatments, you're trying to move those specific areas.
Definitely. And it's all about the rhythm, right? So you don't just use one arm, right? You want to put the whole body into it, because the rhythmic drumming is what induces the altered states and brings you into therapeutic states. And so that's really important. And studies have showed after a drumming session, there is alpha brainwave activity that reduces the stress. You know, so that would be really interesting to test even further. But it's definitely beneficial. And like you mentioned about the vibration, the sound vibrations from the drumming resonates through every cell in the body, and lots of times that stimulates the release of negative cellular memories, and that's where drumming is very good for trauma, you know, and it teaches the body, the cells, to, you know, and to the individual how to rebuild emotional health, you know, addressing these issues that possibly were so pushed deep down, and to really come into a therapeutic treatment without medication. So it's very, you know, fascinating. I mean, this is a great subject, and it's great that you're bringing awareness to this, because I don't think many people are talking about this, and this is, you know, something that we should all get into.
I love the thought of it, and you know, it's everything that we can do naturally and that is a God-given gift is just seems to be 10 times the blessing. I watched my Daniel do his drumming, and when he got involved with his band, I noticed something I had never seen before, was the fact that the drummer kept the rhythm and the beat for every person in the band. And I watched Jack, and they keep the beat, and they are the center focal point for the band, as far as I'm concerned. And it must be what you're saying about the brain functioning and balancing.
Yeah, I mean, it would be interesting to hear from professionals, you know, ask. I would be interested in hearing from Jack. Well, what does he feel before? What does he feel during? What does he feel after? You know, that would be something that would pique my interest, especially with all of the benefits that the drumming releases throughout the body and the connection to the mind, the spirit, the emotion, which so many of us lack today. We just, you know, so many people just go about their day. They don't even remember what they did. They're not fully aware. And are they happy? I don't know. You know, if you're not fully aware, how could you be happy? How do you know you're in a good situation? So maybe we all need to get a pair of drums and start.
That was just one of my questions, that you know I'm going to be having Jack on the show. And I'm one of the questions I was going to ask him is, what do you feel when you're drumming?
Yeah.
What do you feel after? Because I wanted to know too, because I don't know if you've ever watched him in a video. I've had the privilege of watching my grandson, who put an actual video camera on his head or somewhere on his body while he was playing, and you could see the drums moving and the beat and how it interacted with the whole band. And when you watch Jack play, it's like watching a human tornado with soul, you know, and it really moves the whole place.
It does. I mean, he's amazing. So it's going to be a great show when you ask him, you know, because there are so many positives to drumming. So for instance, I would be like, okay, so it's supposed to reduce, and studies have shown, it reduces stress and boosts the immune system. You know, so how do you handle stress? Does stress get to you? You know, how's your immune system, right? And then we know that Jack has a deep self-awareness, and we know that drumming promotes alpha waves. And I think this is what people, you know, should really see, that this is such a huge, huge benefit. I mean, how many activities can one do getting both sides of the brain to achieve this coordination and be in sync? And that is, you know, that gives you a great insight, creativity. You know, you really get into your thoughts. Maybe possibly because of this, people can follow their passion and get over fears. And you know, because fear blocks so many people from doing what they really want. Maybe this helps, you know. Besides the fact that it releases all the negative feelings, emotional trauma, if you do it long enough, you know, especially depending on how deep the negative feelings are and the emotional trauma, you can't just, oh, I did it once and it didn't work, right? But the physical stimulation of that drumming removes blocks, gets those cells communicating, gets that sound vibration. I mean, that's an amazing benefit, again, connecting with self. So many people don't connect with self. Why are they doing certain things? What's their purpose? Why do they act? You know, we need to ask better questions of ourselves. And perhaps this is the starting point to connect to that. Like when I write about meditation is so important. People say, I can't be quiet. I can't sit still. I can't be in my own skin. I have to be busy. And then they get adrenal fatigue, and they get depressed, and then they overeat without even knowing it. So, you know, drumming could bring them, connect them back to self, and then ask these questions, deep level questions of why do you do the things you do? Like when I talk about eating healthy, I always say, well, ask yourself, what is this food going to do for you? But people don't even think of that because they're not connected with the self. So perhaps they need to get drums to connect themselves and connecting with the natural rhythms around us, because we are affected by vibrational, we're affected by electromagnetic, we might as well be affected by something healthy that we get from the drumming. And, you know, and then self-realization. And drumming is fun, right? So it's going to release those endorphins and it's going to make you feel happy. And lots of times people don't know how to feel happy unless they go through some recreational drug or something like that, whereas this is a healthy way to get to that euphoric feeling.
I know that when I exercise, I play my music, and it takes me to another place. It absolutely does. And about 15 minutes into the music, I am there and I'm just enjoying it, you know. It is a peaceful place. And I think I'm going to recommend drumming to one of my neighbors here. She has one of those muscle diseases, and they have her doing boxing for right, left brain. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I would rather do drumming than boxing, you know, because...
Definitely. Definitely, that's a great suggestion, because it has health benefits, and it's going to get the brain in sync and work on the alpha brain activity. I think that's a fantastic recommendation.
Well, now we have to ask Jack what kind of drums we need to get, right?
Yes, for the beginner, for the one interested in their health. And what's a good way? Do you just bang on the drum? You know, I know there's that song, Bang on Your Drum All Day, but is that, you know, like, how can one start? That would be, you know, what would he recommend? Because it's really the natural rhythm that we want to heal others, because there are so many benefits. So,
it's great. Absolutely.
You know, and I would also be... You know what else is, like, some people just drum using their hands, right? So mm-hmm. I would ask Jack, I bet he's drummed many ways. So I would ask him, you know, how many you know, different ways are there to do drumming. You know, you see many kids that, you know, they don't have the drumsticks because, especially if they're toddlers, they don't want to get poked in the eye or anything. So they just use their hands, you know. It doesn't matter. It's still a physical activity of drumming, and it's still got a rhythm.
My grandson had to practice, and he had some type of a soft device that he used like that with his fingers and his hands on his desktop. So that was exactly right. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah, so there's so many different ways, but I would definitely, if someone goes ahead and does this, they have to also commit to, I'm not just going to buy a drum set or these drums to hit on and not do it. You know, you have to be consistent with any type of treatment, and you have to be able to say, okay, I have 15 minutes non-negotiable time. And, you know, if you can't meditate, at least you could do this and be in your own thoughts. So it is also a form of meditation. And it would be interesting to see how many people do this and then how they feel about reduction of stress, they're improving their health and their mental clarity. You know, so many people say they forget things all the time, but if you get both of your hemispheres of your brain in sync, in harmony, that will help with your memory as well. So I don't see any negative to doing this on a daily basis.
It would be fun. Like you say, and it would probably take time for people. I believe that everybody has their own style and their own heart for music and what, like you said, really moves them. And I believe that there are all those styles in within the music to also enjoy, such as drumming, and there might be some other forms of music outside of drumming that people would like to do or try too. It's just that the drumming, there's so much movement involved with it that it's just so healthy. And I would think that people who are very, very sedentary would be able to do the drumming in a seated position, or even those who were unable to move any other way besides a wheelchair or something would also be able to drum.
Yeah, I mean, this would be something good too. I bet some nursing homes offer it. You know, if you don't want to buy anything right now, you could always join, look up a drum circle, and then you'll have accountability because you'll show up and, you know, go with a buddy. So once you have someone to do something with, it increases your success rates. And then if you can't find a drum circle in your area, you know, you could possibly get access to a Y MCA near you that has music classes. And then the last option is always create a meetup, you know, or create your own drum circle meetup and get other people interested. So you have this little community. And then you'll do it more if you're doing it with someone.
So they could even start with some things online. If that was the minimal they wanted to start with, if they were very shy. And I cannot hear drumming without wanting to move or dance. That's my nature. And it's just fun. And you watch, if you go online and you see the music and the drum circles, you see there is one video that they took at this center where there was a very elderly woman and her caretaker was holding her arm so that she could move to the drum circle. And she got up in the middle of the drum circle and was moving all around. And it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. And because she couldn't sit still. So it is a good thing. And I think very healthy. Like, I never knew that it stimulated right-left portions of the brain.
Yes. It's fascinating.
That would be a very, very, would that cause the body to be more balanced in its movement as well, is what I'm speaking of?
Definitely. Definitely. You know, it's going to, it could, if there are imbalances, it could definitely work on all of that, which is exciting.
That is very interesting. And I prefer that over. I don't think I could blow on a trumpet or anything like that, but I'm not sure. And I don't know that, you know, it takes years and years and years to be able to move the way that Jack moves on the drums, like dancing and moving, like I said, like a human tornado. And some of the rhythms and some of the things that you see professionals do, of course, we're not going to be doing that. But we can still have fun, right? And we can still move.
Exactly. Definitely. I think, you know, it's a win-win on so many levels. So I highly recommend it. And I think it's going to be great to hear from Jack how he feels afterwards and, you know, putting it all together.
Mm-hmm. It'll be amazing. Well, I'm thanking you for this. And is there anything that you would like to say to anybody to close us out today?
So there is, we went over all of the health benefits for drumming and how mm-hmm. it connects the mental, spiritual, emotional. It's great for children, great for newborns, unborns, great for pregnant women, and it really helps with the development of speech. But then it helps with chronic disease, depression, stroke, heart issues, bipolar, and just, I mean, the mental clarity, that you could say you're doing an activity to harmonize both sides of your brain is something that we should all sign up for. And then it's meditative and it reduces stress. So it's something that you definitely would want to look into. But once you do look into it, make that commitment to do it on a consistent basis.
I love the nature music for my stretching after I work out. I've got a rule for myself. Before I leave the gym, I have to be able to be so stretched that I can take a breath from the top of my head down to the bottom of my toes. If I can't get a full long breath, then I stretch some more to the nature music, and it's wonderful. Very, very soothing and very, very peaceful.
Yeah, and that could get you into the rhythm of breathing as well, right? So, again, it's all about awareness. People aren't aware of their bodies. People aren't aware that they're not breathing, right? And this way, it makes them aware. So you're aware, and then you listen to that nature music, and it gets you even further.
I would think that there would be a whole nother show and a whole nother level just about the breathing and the stretching that you do after you listen to the music. And I imagine the breathing and the stretching with drumming is an amazing factor as well.
Definitely.
It's getting the breath, and I imagine that it really does bring that all in alignment.
Definitely. I would ask Jack, does he have a breathing routine before? Like people have a warm-up.
Yeah. I'm sure he does have his own routine, right?
Definitely. Let's find
our
out.
Routine for doing these radio shows. We do our little routine. We've been doing this for 5 years, haven't we?
Wow. How time flies.
4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. 5 years. Well, you're great at getting all this out. So sharing awareness of health on so many topics. God bless you.
Oh, bless you. You always jump in right when I say, hey, I've got this idea. Let's do it. And I think that it just brings such joy. It brings such joy. We've had 142,000 downloads, so it's really just a blessing. It's really fun, and I just really enjoy you, and I want to thank you for everything you do for everybody. It's really just fills my heart with joy.
Thank you. It's my
You're
pleasure.
Welcome. Would you like to say anything to anybody else? Anything
yeah,
else?
Yeah, so if anyone's listening and you pick up the drumming, it would be great if you post a video on Facebook so we could see how you do.
Maybe we should put some videos on of us drumming on Facebook. Maybe I will. My grandson caught me on his keyboard, and I was having a bad hair day, and my white hair was just all sticking out, and I was playing like a mad pianist, Beethoven, and goofing around, and he videoed me, and he told me he was going to put that on Facebook, so we'll see.
So that's good, yeah, and I would love to know, you know, if someone picks this up, how do they feel after they do this? You know,
yeah,
share your
thoughts. Yeah, that would be very, very, I'd love to hear that. Absolutely. Well, God bless you. And you guys, you are our heart. And we give this to you as a gift. And we pray that this will just bless you and add to your life. And as we sign off, we just wish all of God's best for you all. And just want to tell you good night. Good night, Nancy.
Good night, Pamela.